News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. The waltz from The Sweet Masquerade by Aram Khachaturian, who was in that recording conductor of the Philharmonia Orchestra, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues as we enter the afternoon hours. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have joined you, and for the noon hour, coming up we've got the Gould Piano Trio, performing from the Irish Fantasies of Charles Villiers Stanford, as well as the famous Spanish Harp Concerto, Concierto Serenata, by Joaquin Rodrigo, all ahead of us, here as classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon. We bring you next the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, and music by the French composer Darius Milhaud, with much of the carnival spirit to it, something he composed in 1954. They call this the Cisalpine Suite for cello and orchestra. Thomas Blaise and the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg next on KPR. And there, the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, along with cellist Thomas Blaise under conductor Bernard Kantarski, with the Cisalpine Suite by French composer Darius Milhaud, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:27 now, still to come. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the Spanish Harp Concerto, known as the Concierto Serenata, by Joaquin Rodrigo, along in just a few minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, on Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. And the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Next, a short performance by the Gould Piano Trio. Got a little something from the romantic Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, and from his Irish Fantasies we'll hear something called The Hush Song, next on KPR. That's known as The Hush Song, from the six Irish Fantasies by composer Charles Villiers Stanford. A performance by the Gould Piano Trio today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The time about 12:35 now, and NPR News coming up at the top of the hour. And here on the KU campus at the moment, sunny skies and about 82 degrees. Today's high will be around 86 with occasional 35-mile-an-hour southwest winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Expected mainly late tonight and in the overnight hours. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 79. Quick note that did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax advantage contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. Next is the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Enrique Batiste, and a Spanish concerto, one written back in 1952 by Joaquin Rodrigo at the time, for the great harp virtuoso Nicanor Zabaleta, the Concierto Serenata, played this afternoon by harpist Nancy Allen with the Royal Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Music written in the 1950s by Joaquin Rodrigo, the Concierto Serenata, or the Spanish Harp Concerto, played today by harpist Nancy Allen and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Enrique Batiste. Just about 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. Afterwards, we'll get into the next hour of classical music, which brings us Mozart and A good bit of his chamber music, the Second Piano Quartet, is on the way, quite a bit more still to come, here on a Tuesday afternoon. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House, and NPR News possible? You do. The great music and in-depth news that you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. We hope that you can keep these great programs going by doing your part. Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member today. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, in partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation. Subaru and its retailers will have distributed 165,000 trees since 2025. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. You had two small suites for orchestra that were entitled Two Sketches. They were written by the English composer Adam Karse and performed there by the Northern Symphonia of England, led by David Lloyd-Jones on Kansas Public Radio. A bit later in the hour, we'll have some music from another English composer, Eric Coates, and a fantasy for orchestra on the subject of Cinderella. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic has that performance in just a little while. Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. We have some Mozart to play for you next, some chamber music written in 1786. His Piano Quartet No. 2 was written in partnership with an Austrian publisher by the name of Franz Anton Hofmeister, who wanted some music accessible to amateur players. The problem for Mozart was he had a very different definition of what constituted an amateur. He never ended up getting paid for this piano quartet, but it is a remarkable piece of music, nonetheless, played here by a quartet of musicians decidedly not amateurs. Violinists Isaac Stern and Jamie Laredo, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and Emmanuel Axe at piano. Next, for Piano Quartet No. 2 on KPR. From Mozart, Piano Quartet No. 2 in E-flat major from 1786. Played today by the violinists Isaac Stern and Jamie Laredo, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and a piano Emmanuel Axe. The time is 1:42, and there'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.edu. On the KU campus at the moment, 84 degrees. High today around 86. Southwest winds gusting to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's expected late tonight and in the overnight hours when we'll have lows in the mid-60s. 50% chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 79. Time now to bring you the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra and some music from an English composer of mainly the 20th century by the name of Eric Coates, who was a composer in that English vein known as light music and is most famous for a piece of his that was on BBC radio quite a bit in the 1930s, the famous Knightsbridge March. What we'll hear, though, is an orchestral suite based on one of the fairy tales that Coates used to tell his children. we've got for you the Cinderella Fantasy, with Sir Charles Groves conducting the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, here on Kansas Public Radio. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Sir Charles Groves, and music for orchestra written in the 1930s by Eric Coates, the Cinderella Fantasy, on KPR Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music has for us music for cello and orchestra by Ottorino Respighi. We've also going to hear the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and take a trip that I don't think we've taken in quite a while to Niagara Falls. A famous suite by composer Ferdi Groffé is on the way here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
Being an accountant.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. KBR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You know, 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Leroy Anderson, the BBC Concert Orchestra and conductor Leonard Slatkin with one of Anderson's tunes, that one called The Golden Years, here on KPR Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson with a dash more classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Coming up, we've got a short sonata for oboe and piano by the great Camille Saint-Saëns, as well as the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and we've got quite a treat, the Niagara Falls Suite of Ferdi Groffé. All just ahead here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the Laramie Project about the murder of Matthew Shepard and its impact on a college town. April 24th through the 26th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com. We'll continue with the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Jeffrey Seinman. And on this occasion, they've got with them Alexander Bailey, a cellist, for music by Ottorino Respighi, adagio with variations for cello and orchestra, here on KPR. Some music written by Ottorino Respighi for cello and orchestra, adagio with variations, performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Jeffrey Seinman, along with cellist Alexander Bailey. It is about 2:23, and in about 10 minutes from now, we'll have along the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and the wonderful Niagara Falls Suite of Ferdi Groffé still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com. And the Folly Theater, presenting the genre-defying music of jazz drummer and activist Terry Lynn Carrington on Saturday. Tickets at FollyTheater.org. We'll listen to next a short bit of French chamber music for oboe and piano, a sonata by Camille Saint-Saëns with John Mack and pianist Eunice Podess on KPR. Sonata for oboe and piano, a late bit of chamber music by Camille Saint-Saëns. The oboe is played by John Mack with pianist Eunice Podess on KPR Kansas Public Radio. 2:34 now, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, you can catch more classical music between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. this evening. Also, something coming up that's just on the horizon. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, May 6th at 6 p.m. That's when the Flint Hills Masterworks Chorale will join with the Flint Hills Youth Choirs for a performance of Mass of the Children by John Rutter, along with a selection of other short pieces, a wonderful evening of choral music, a free concert, which will be in Forum Hall in the Kansas State Student Union in Manhattan, Kansas. Once again, the Flint Hills Masterworks Chorale and Flint Hills Youth Choirs on Wednesday, May 6th at 6 p.m. at K-State Student Union. Find out more about this concert and how to attend over at masterworksmhk.org. Here on the KU campus, it's 84 degrees. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms expected late tonight and in the overnight hours. We'll have lows around 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 79. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning and afternoon. And tomorrow night, 40% chance of rain. We're ready now to bring you the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conductor William Stromberg, and something from American composer Ferdi Groffé, written in 1960 on a commission from the New York Power Authority to compose a symphonic suite which would commemorate the opening of the Robert Moses Niagara Power Plant at Niagara Falls. It would be one of Groffé's last great orchestral works, the Niagara Falls Suite. Next with the Bournemouth Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. From 1961, and one of the last great orchestral works by composer Ferdi Groffé, the Niagara Falls Suite, with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra under conductor William Stromberg, today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 3 p.m. and about time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson, and thanks for joining me for classical music here on a Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget that there's more music in store for you tonight between 7 and 9 p.m., and I'll be sure to have more for you tomorrow at noon. Keep it tuned right here, though, for All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, lows in the mid-60s, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 79.
Be considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is next on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.